Hello, family and friends. I'm honored to have with me today Sister Brooke Gomez from Bedford, Indiana, and again, part of Life Missions Ministries, Word of Life Victory Center. That's a whole mouthful when you say your church here. But Brooke, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for having
me.
It's
going to be an honor. Well, Father, we come today ready to receive. Speak through Brooke, Father. We're thankful, Father, that this testimony will help us to live lives that glorify Jesus, and for some out there just to come to Jesus altogether. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Brooke, I'm going to give it over to you for your testimony.
Okay, well, Pastor had messaged on our family chat on Facebook and said that we were having a guest preacher come and that he would be interested in testimonies. And I was just kind of like, okay. And just upon my readings over the past couple of weeks, and really I heard one preacher speaking about, he's comparing the body of Christ to the gates of heaven, and how that we are the pearls to the gates down here. So once we get to heaven, there'll be the great big pearls that we hear about in the Bible. But while we're here, we are the gates. So I'd heard that a week or so ago, and I was like, you know what? That's right. Like, if we don't talk about what God has done, then how's anybody else going to come to Christ?
Come on.
So then I came out yesterday and I was talking with Pastor, and he mentioned it to me again, and I was like, I don't know. Well, sure enough, I went home and I turned on my TV and there was a preacher, and he was talking about giving your testimony. So right then I was like, I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you, Jesus. I'm going to do it. Makes me a little nervous, but I'm going to do it. And then I was like, now what am I going to talk about? You know, because I could talk for days about what the Lord has done in my life and how he's brought me through so much and has gotten me where I am and how he, I mean, what he has planned for me. I don't know, but I'm excited. So I was impressed upon me to talk about my kids, you know, our family and our friends and our children. That's the real value. That's the valuable things that he gives us while we're here. It's not the material things or the houses or anything.
Come on.
So I wanted to share about my children. My husband and I, we actually had a miscarriage, our first pregnancy. And they said, you got to wait 3 months. And we're like, okay. So we waited 3 months and then we got our oldest. So she was our first miracle and she is such a blessing. And then I had always, and before we even started having kids, we had talked and we had decided we wanted three. We wanted three kids. So I always, my cousins, there's two sisters and they had a little brother. And I always loved that dynamic. My sister and I are 8 years apart. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to be close to somebody.
Right.
Now that we're older, we're closer, but you know.
Right.
So I loved like going to their house and, you know, they had so much fun as siblings, and I saw that. So that's what I wanted for my kids.
Yeah.
So a couple years later, and I will say my husband and I were not married when we had our first. Mm-hmm. But and then I said, you know what, let's not have any more until we're married. And he's like, well, let's get married. And there was never a doubt we wouldn't, you know, really get married at some point. But my parents were divorced, so I was a little afraid.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just do it for my kid. So. Yeah. Here we go. We get married, and we got married February 11th, and our next child was due November 14th. So I'm pretty sure we got that blessing that day. So, you know, he knew that after we lost that first baby, I needed that oldest baby to heal my heart. And then we got the second one, and it was a girl. So I had my two girls, and we were happy. We were, you know, we loved our girls. We were content. And then about 5 or 6 years, 4 or 5 years later, I started wanting another one. And I went to the doctor and they said, we just don't think you can have any more. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's okay. And we were okay. My husband even got me a puppy because we couldn't have another baby. So let's get a puppy. I was working at this place and they had hired a new guy. Well, his name was Cruz. And I was like, that is such a cool name. And my husband is from Puerto Rico, so we have Spanish names for our children. And I was just like, I love that name. I wonder what that name means. It means cross. And I was like, oh, that would be such a cool name to name a little boy, because Jesus was the ultimate gift, and he gave us the ultimate gift by going to the cross for us. Yep. And I was like, oh, that would be so cool. And before I knew it, I was pregnant. And we went, and my husband and I went, and we were going to find out what the baby is. And I remember to this day, he was driving from work, and I was driving from work, and he's like, oh, I'm sure it's a girl. It's probably a girl. And I was like, I don't think this baby's a girl. And sure enough, it was a boy, and his name is Cruz. And I truly believe that he gave us that baby. And because we were honoring him, you know, we'd had some problems in our marriage, and we had almost separated, and then we got back together and was like, no, we're married. We're going to stay married. And I truly think, you know, and we wanted to honor Jesus by this baby's name. So then we got our Cruz, and our family was complete. So nice. I thank him so much. And my son has been prophesied over that he will preach someday. And I totally believe that he's going to have an impact for the body of Christ as well.
Praise God. So your husband's from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
I have a good friend that listens to my podcast every day.
Yes.
Hi, Herbie from Puerto Rico. His dad's from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember what part, what town?
Caguas.
Okay. Well, Herbie, you'll know where that is. And it's a small world.
Yes.
So I have some friends, from different friends from Puerto Rico. But when did you come to the Lord then, Brooke? What's your history there?
Well, I was taken to church when I was little. And I remember sitting in the pews and always thinking, that preacher knows what I'm doing. He is talking to me. How does he know what I'm doing? But I don't ever remember like getting baptized or like actually taking Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. And then it was when my girls were little, I started coming with my aunt out here to Life Missions Ministries. And then Pastor Michael led me to the Lord. He baptized me in the creek right down the hill. And yeah.
Let's give a shout out to your aunt. What's your aunt's name?
That's Mammy Tam.
Mammy Tam.
Yes, Tammy Harrell.
Praise God. Well, it's an incredible blessing to have kids, you know. And grandkids are even better yet when you're too young for that yet. But I've got three of those myself.
I want them, just not yet. I do have a grandpuppy.
Okay.
Which I'm yet to determine if he's a blessing or not.
Yeah. And how old are your kids?
I have a 21-year-old. And a 19-year-old, and then Cruz is 13.
So this has been a little while ago from this story with the kids.
Yes, yes. I didn't know what my testimony was going to be about. And then he just impressed upon me to share about my kids. You know, and, you know, they are the most precious gift that he gives us down here.
Incredible blessing, aren't they?
Yes.
So, and they all love the Lord?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
That's another great blessing. When there's nothing like when your kids love the Lord.
Yes.
And you just have this peace. That.
Yeah, Pastor Michael, he baptized them also up at Lake Monroe, just north of us. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, Brooke, thank you so much for taking time to be with me. It was
You're
a blessing. And you have such a good heart. And
Thanks.
You can just tell how much you love the Lord. If you would pray for our listeners, please.
Okay. Dear Lord, I come to you today, and I just pray that my story inspires people and that they come to you, Lord Jesus. That is what this life is about, is to gather your people so that when you return that you can take us all back to heaven with you. And I just praise you, Jesus, and I love you so much. Thank you, and amen.
Amen. Well, thanks again, Brooke. And you can contact Brooke through the Facebook page at Life Missions Ministries. And if you want to have any encouragement or you need any help, you can contact
Absolutely.
Brooke through that Facebook page. And folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.
Amen.